ే కవిగ్రగమాగ్నం సుదినం తదేవారం చందరం తదే విద్యాబలం దైవలం తదేవీపదే విజుగం స్మరామి లక్ష్మీమిత్యవరిగ్రహస్తమహోరుగరస్మాందతః బ్రహ్మాండమిదోజనస్వరగరోదేవేంద్రకామోగురు గంధాక్షోవర్ణానవమనియమో విద్యేషవిఘ్నేశ్వరో నారుత్యో నిరమిరమగణయుతాస్మజన్యమిత్రాలయః తత్రీగాదురమంగవాస్పదినినం కురువం సురో మంగళం.
Good morning and welcome everyone. It's the day 2 of Jnana Sangama and Knowledge Festival, as we were calling it. I hope most of you who were here yesterday, hope you all enjoyed yesterday's session. It's quite rare that a session like this even happens, and if it was not for the grace of the Lord and your support, we would not be able to do this. Well, day 2 is an action-packed session. In the morning today, we'll spend quite some time talking about the next step after karma, moving everything to liberation and moksha. We'll get to that next level today. We'll kind of elevate that learning and knowledge today in that direction. And then, in the afternoon, we'll try to bring some of the concepts of spirituality and combine that with a bit of science as well. And we'll approach it from that direction. So the speakers in the afternoon will be doing that. Then as we did yesterday, you'll have a Q&A session that will be there. I got actually a lot of feedback, an immense feedback that was a very enjoyable session, and folks just wanted more Q&A to happen. We'll try our best to accommodate as many questions as possible. And again, like yesterday, we'll try to make sure the intent is addressed. May not be the specific question that you would have asked, but we'll make sure that is addressed. There is a moderated discussion this afternoon as well. Sri Ignatius Subramanian will be here again. So hopefully we'll have that session this afternoon. The opening session, originally if you see your schedule, was supposed to be by Sri Sankirtan Yajnadas. He was supposed to come from Virginia. Unfortunately, he had a medical issue, so he had to stay back. We have ensured that we don't lose the quality of the session, however, and we have an equally capable speaker who is coming up on stage here, Srimati Meera Parathathri. Srimati Parathathri is going to speak about Lord's grace, or Bhagavan's Karunya. Give her a big applause again as I say that. As I was saying yesterday, being the first speaker is never easy, so she really deserves that additional applause.
यदितं तव भक्तानां अस्माकं हरे हरे तदा सुकार्यं कार्यज्ञ प्रलयर्कायितप्रभा. विथ नमस्कार, विथ रेस्पेक्टफुल नमस्कार टू स्वामीजी, मै गुरु केशवराव ताडपत्रि, अंड ग्रीटिंग्स टू ऑल ऑफ यू. I'd like to begin with a short story. There was a king. In his court, there were learned men. There were learned men in his court. So, he asked the learned men, what can God do? The learned men didn't know what to answer. It's very difficult. There in the audience, there was a farmer, what we call illiterate. He says, King, I have an answer. To give the answer, make me a king. Make me sit in the simhasana for a day. I'll give you the answer. The king is very desperate for answer. So he says, okay, you sit in the throne. So the next day, when the king walks in, this illiterate, this farmer, is sitting in a simhasana, surrounded by the learned people. Then his king gets shocked. So he tells the king, this is what God can do. God can elevate with his grace, what we call karunya. He can elevate an illiterate farmer and make him sit in a simhasana surrounded by learned people. The relevance is my situation. I came here to this Jnana Sangama with Swamiji, Bananjaya Govindachar, and a dozen panditas. With Q&A session, I came here to listen, sit there in the first row and to listen. But Bhagavan's grace, our Swamiji, Pujya Swamiji's karunya through Bhagavan, he has put me here. So, it's the karunya of the Lord. So, they told me to talk today. They gave me, yesterday night they told me, so I didn't know what to talk. So, the God instigated me to speak on the grace of God, the karunya of God. That's my topic. So, moving on, first question we get is, why should we? We are all farmers. Why should we? We seem to be happy. Why should we go into this shastra? What is in it for us? There should be a purpose. There should be a prayojana, what we call, to go into shastra. What's the prayojana? That's the question. The answer is simple. All of us wants only happiness. Happiness that is not tainted with sorrow. That's what we all go after, happiness only. We seek happiness. But in our experience, we came here, we left India, came here seeking happiness. Are we getting it? In our experience, no. There is happiness, there is sorrow, there is happiness. It's like a wave. It keeps coming and going. So, is there something that gives unending happiness? We are in the quest of it, every one of us. Shastra, the great thing is, the Shastra, the flawless Shastra, tells, assures us that there is such a thing, that there is a state, city, called moksha. The moksha gives unending joy, devoid of sorrow. And the important thing about it is, not only it tells there is such a state, it also tells us how to reach there. And the incentive here is the sadhana or the means to reach the moksha is finite. The time, it's a finite in our lifetime. It's a finite thing. So giving a finite amount of work or learning, whatever you call it, we call it sadhana. The result is unending, infinite, and endless joy forever. That's why the learned people, go off the Shastra. They plunge themselves in Shastra and they try to tell us to go into Shastra. That's the Prayojana. So it's a pretty good incentive. And the unfortunate thing about it is, over a period of time, like last yesterday, Bhandangir Gondarchar was mentioning how all this Shastra means flawless knowledge about God. The flawless knowledge about God. The flawless knowledge about God can be had only from a flawless Veda. But unfortunately, it is so complex for people like us, majority of us. It's too difficult. So what is the fate for all of us? So the Karunya of God is such that through Dasa Sahitya, what we call Dasa Parampara, he gave the same thing, whatever is there in the Vedas, the quintessence of Vedas, he gave it in a common man's language. Here it is in Kannada, English, whatever you call. A language that is a lot easier. Doesn't mean it is, you can read and understand it, you need a guru. Through guru you have to learn it, but it is possible, it gives us a lot of hope. He wrote in Kannada, and up front it is called Harikathamrita Sara. It is the quintessence of Vedas. First, for people like us, we need some incentive. So, like how we give to a child a medicine, we want to give the child is suffering from a disease, to give a medicine, we sugarcoat it and give. The child takes the medicine because it is sweet, but actually, what cures? Here, what is the cure? We are suffering. That is the bhavaroga, we call. For the suffering, the God gives it in a sugar-coated way. The sugar-coated is in the opening sentence of Harikathamsara. The Harikathamsara, basically, it tells you for us, don't mistake it. Harikathamsara is not only for palmeras like us. It is also the panditas also. It's similar to going to a beach. Small children go to a beach, and people who can row, people who can surf, they go. And people who know how to go deep, dive deep down and get the pearls and the treasures too. So it caters to all people. That's the beauty of Harikathamrita Sara. So here, upfront he assures that the moksha is not something in the way in future. Till then you have to suffer. That's not what it is. He says, it gives sukha, iha parangalalli. That means, right now and here it gives sukha. And in the end, it gives unlimited, unending joy. What is it like? Does it solve our problem? No, not really. The Shastra opens a different eye. We are all living, that's what we call. But are we? Every second with fear, we are dying. So with fear, fear is killing us. The Shastra, the Harikathamrita Sara, it opens your eyes with knowledge. And the knowledge removes the root cause, the fear it removes, and makes you very strong. And you are able to, with the help of a guru, you can achieve the final goal. The way it starts is with, as always, with the Mangalacharana Sandhi. The Mangalacharana Sandhi, this is traditional. It has 13 verses, what we call, 13 is a very auspicious number. It represents Deepa, light of knowledge. So this removes all the hindrance. When you start studying, there is always disturbance, distractions. It removes. So for that, if we pray God, who knows, God may help or not, but the Dasaru, the great Jnani, he prays and he teaches us how to pray. He says, this again, it is not Dasaru's words, it is from Pancharatra Agama that Acharya Madhva quoted in Tantasara. He says, first you have to worship a series of gurus, Mula gurus, Adi gurus, Parama gurus, your own, the direct guru, the person who is teaching you from ABC. So through the Guru Parampara, you seek the Lord's grace. That's the Mangalacharana Sandhi. And the next thing is, the most important thing,
Thank you. hello.
The most important thing is we should have faith. We should have faith. Just to give a lovely, worldly example. Assume that there is a multi-billionaire living in your neighborhood and you need a job. You need a job desperately. Would you go to his house and ask him for a job? No, you won't. Because why? Because who knows? The gatekeeper may kick you out. Or even if you go past the gatekeeper, the billionaire will just not even care for you. You are like a dirt in his eyes. So we don't even approach such people. We keep away, though he has the capacity to give you a job. Same is the case here. God is great. He has everything. He is the Pati of Lakshmi. But where is the guarantee that he will help people like us, the farmers like us? Where is the guarantee? That's God. So why will he help us? I have done bad things, bad days. We all do that day to day life. So why should he help us? For that, Dasaru first says, Bhagavanta is Karunya. He is all compassionate. That thought you should always keep in mind. He is Karunya Maya. What is Karunya Maya? I need $1 million. So if I ask him, will he give me $1 million? No. That's not Karunya. Will a teacher give you first rank if you don't even study and write an exam? No. What is Karunya? Karunya has two aspects. One is, the person who shows Karunya, that is compassion, should not have any selfish motives, what he calls Saprayojana, Rahitya. He should not. God doesn't need anything from us because he owns everything. He doesn't need anything at all. So there is no saprayojana for us, for him. And he does what is good for us. What, keep in mind, Shastra distinguishes hita from priya. Priya is what we like, what we want. We don't even know the pitfalls of that. We think something is good, but it need not be good for our soul. We think that the job is great and we have to get the job. But who knows what danger lurks in the job? So, leaving it to God. God knows Trikala. He knows. He knows our nature. He knows our karma. We talked about it. So, he does what is good for us. In his eyes, we are less than a microorganism. But yet, the all-pervading Lord, he stays right. He is not staying in some distant places. He stays right in your soul. He is staying right here and guiding you every second. He is Karunya, what the Shastra calls Grini. The Santasara Acharya says, worship the Lord as Grini. Karunya, Karunya. So to impress on that, Dasaru has devoted 31 verses. In 31 verses with different examples, because the thing is, he presents the concept, and to understand the concept, he gives the example. It's not the other way around. Giving an example and proving something, not that way, that's not philosophy. Presenting a concept and explaining with simple day-to-day example. So, the next thing is, okay, there is another question. Okay, the God is so Karunya, but we are all suffering only. We are suffering. Why the God is not doing good right now? The answer is, Dasaru says, Ramadavana Urisarayade Pamararu Badaruvaru Bhavadare. Meaning is, we don't know the technique. We don't know the technique as to how to get his grace, how to earn his grace. How to earn his grace? For that it says, this is actually how to earn his grace. Dasaru has said it, but just to give a sample, whatever Dasaru says, it has the, it is from the Vedas and Upanishads, from Pancharatra. In other words, Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, Traigunya Vishya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna, Nirdvanda Nitya Sattasto, Niryoga Kshema, Atmava. What he tells is, all these worldly things are made of matter. Matter, materials are all of gunas, like sattva, raja, tamo, gunas. So he says, don't go after that. In every matter, in his mind, whatever it is, inside, you don't see it. Inside, Bhagavan is all pervading. Look for him. Look for not external thing. Go deep down and look for Bhagavan. Because without him, nothing moves. He is there, you don't see it, just that. So, you go past the Traigunya. It's like a Vishaya, it is. Actually, Traigunya, another way of interpretation, Acharya has done in Tatparya is Traigunya Visha, Visha Yapayati. The Vedas, what it does is, it removes the Visha, the poison. Why is it poison? We have carbon, poison, everything. Why is it poison? Why does Krishna say it's a poison? Because it takes you away from God. Anything, whether it is a temporary, Swamiji said, Nitya, Anitya, the jnana we need. So, this is Anitya, and it takes us away from God. That's in that context, the Sukha is considered, the temporary Sukha is considered equivalent to Dukkha, Samadukkha Sukham. That's what, it doesn't mean Sukha is same as Dukkha. No, nobody will. There is a fool who thinks like that. Here it says, in, with regard to Moksha, they are like Visha. The Vedas remove the Visha. And next what? It removes the Visha. And Nitya Sattvastho means Santata Vishnu Smarana. You have to constantly think about God. What to think about God? There should be something to think about God. What do you think here? It says, the key word here is Atmavan. What do you think about God? God, Atmavan, they have Namaswami, Hare Nityam, Acharya has explained as well. It says, God is your Lord. You are His servant. Everything belongs to God. You belong to God. Everything is His. And this doesn't change. This doesn't change at all, the situation. He being the Lord and He being the servant doesn't change at all. So do that. Okay, fine. Krishna told Arjuna, what about you and me? Can we do this? Can we keep our mind here? Santata Vishnu Smarana and Lord and Dasaru, how practical it is. For that, Dasaru clarifies in Harikram Sarani, clarifies, he says, God is like a mother, an ordinary mother, and even an uneducated mother. She has four children. She knows one kid is in kindergarten, one kid is in 10th grade, another is in grad school. The mother knows what to expect from these kids. From a kindergartner who cannot even talk properly, he'll be making hundreds of mistakes. Like how I'm doing and Swamiji is still listening, you know. It's like that. Because what he expects, what does God expect is, he sees your yogyata. What you are capable of. Like a mother, what you are capable of. Are you making any effort? Are you bringing out your best? Are you improving? That's what she cares. Such is the Lord, so there is hope for us. We start. How to start? Shravana Manakananda. First you do listening. Shravana. This Shravana, you do Abhyasa, was the speakers were telling about it. You do Shravana, Shravana, you keep on. This clarifies your mind. Chitta Suddhi, you are talking about. So it clears your mind and the repetitive process leads to thinking, hey, I'm doing Shravana, what is it? The pros and cons go so manana. This process goes on for a while and you contemplate on the God. So this is how it comes. So Bhagavan, another thing about this. So then the next question is, why God is not showing? Why do we need all this? If he just comes in front of us 1 minute, hey, I am here, I'll help you. We don't need any proof. Why is he not doing that? God has kept an example for everything that we need in Srishti. Here. Doctor gives one example. Look at your eyes. Eyelids. Kannige yendadalli ide. The eyelid is very close to the eyes. The eyes, your eyes, sees everything in the world. Everything in this vicinity. But the eyelid, it doesn't see the eyelid. The eyelid constantly protects you. It doesn't see it. But does that mean we cannot see our eyelids? No. We need a mirror. We need a mirror, and a mirror, a clean mirror, not just any concave, convex mirror or a dirty mirror. You need a clean mirror. A clean mirror will show. Same is the case here, Shastra. Shastra, with the help of Guru, Guru's guidance. Never forget, Guru Bhakti, Guru Prasada. They can achieve anything. Pamarara Panditarenisi Purushartagala Purushikadu. It says, Pamaras like us, it elevates Guru Prasada and Guru Bhakti. It elevates a Pamara like us. It gives us knowledge. Swamiji has done that. Swamiji has, through Yogendra Acharya, he has given so many programs, knowledge-based programs, Jnana Sangama, and other Sunday programs. It's all free. We have to make use of that. That is the mirror. That is the mirror to see God. We will be able to see God. And also another thing is, what else we can do? We are not like Arjuna. What is the starting point? Same Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Palantoya. And he says, you give whatever you give. So what does that mean? Dasaru clarifies, Kottadanu Kai Gumba. God accepts whatever you give. What's the big thing? What's the karanya in it? We give, he accepts. What is the karanya? The point here is, what is giving? Giving is to give a vastu, give an item, to give you this book. This should be mine. It should be in my control. I should be a owner of this book. And you are not a owner of this book. This is my book. So I can give you this book. In case of God, God wants everything. Everything. Practically everything. The patram, pushpam, palanta, everything he wants. You didn't do anything, you just planted something, it came or you bought. So he owns everything. It's like I come to your house, I open your wardrobe, I take your sari, and then I give it to you. Would you accept? You will just laugh or yell at me or think I'm something wrong with me. But God knows our limitation. He accepts. That's the karunya of God. And accepts, and what does he do? Kottadanna ananta madimadu. Whatever you give. Like what? Hey, I am giving, you take. No. God, everything belongs to you. Kerayaniranu keragakalli. You, when you do snana japa in the water, you take that water from the river and pour it back to that. So that the water is not yours. Your thing I am giving back to you. That is that, what we call anusandana, anusrutya sandana. That is the mental frame. It's such a mental frame, you give, he accepts. What if I don't have, it's a bitter winter in Connecticut, I don't have patram, pushpam, nothing. What should I do? Dasana says, manadolage sundara padartava nene nene vikodo. You have thinking, you have seen so many things, this Padmava Jayatiyatru says that also. You think, you imagine, what do you imagine? God should instigate. You should remember how something looks, how a golden plate looks, how the fruits look. So those things also, the creator of those things also, every sarvakarta, even that, whatever we think, whatever we're thinking, the process, God is there. God does that. So, thinking about it, you offer manasodaka sundara padarthava nene nene kodu. What does he do? Because the philosophy, the core philosophy says, whatever Bhagavanta, whatever rupas he is there in all the created things and the real things, whatever, God, there is no difference, non-difference in God. And the container may differ, but the contained God is same everywhere. With that you give, God accepts. And what does he do? Junavi means like Alakananda Pravaha. It never ends. Like that, is perennial, he will get kottadanna anantamadi maadi koduva. He guarantees that. Not only that, what he does is, he removes, not only just giving. Okay, let him give us. What about the taxes? I've done several, what they say is, mayoral elections, like a Mount Meru is supposed to be the tallest in philosophy, color, Bhagavata and other things. So that kind of sins we have done. Every second we are doing sins. What about it? Again the karunya of Bhagavanta. He says, Bhagavanta, he is a chora, means a thief. Bhagavata calls it chora. What is that? Chora means, what is the lakshana of a chora? A thief is, he steals and nobody is seeing. God is like that. We have done mountains of sin. We don't see the sin. The sin is there in our vasanas. God, what he does, when you think about him, like how we say, Amma, when the child cries, Amma, the child says, Amma, the Nama. In the mind, he thinks about the Rupa, how the mother's karuna, everything he thinks about it. Same way, when you think about God as Anaga. Anaga means the one who doesn't have any sins. Not only that, he has the capacity to remove our sins. So, he is a chora. Without our knowing, he removes our sins also. Such is the karunya of Bhagavanta. So, the starting point is to focus on the karunya of Bhagavanta. That, with Guru's guidance, Guru Prasada, with our Guru Bhakti, we should never forget. It will take us to greater heights and eventually give us that moksha ananda, the nitya sukha that we are after. Thank you. I am.
Thank you, Mr. Mitrakar Patri, for kicking off the session by helping us obtain Lord's grace. Okay, the next session here is by Stafford Betty, who was a speaker yesterday as well. Yesterday he shared with us his research on karma, particularly with the work of Stevenson.